Hello everybody and welcome to part 4 of how to create a website the right way for beginners. When we last left off, we created our main.css style sheet. Our index file is reading all of those style definitions to bring into the file. Now we're going to demonstrate the usefulness of it. See this index file? Let's go to File, Save As. Let's say About. This will be our About Us page. Or what we do type thing. It'll be HTML file saved right there next to the index file, and you see it has all the same styling and everything. You can go to that body section and do whatever you need. Change how many columns it has. Maybe you only want a 2-column design here. It's that simple. So now I have a 2-column design on my contact page. It could be right dead center right there. And now let's go into the main.css file. Watch this. If I remove this background image, press Control Save or Control S to save the file, and each file here, you'll see the background image is gone on the About page and on the Index page. If you had 50 pages on your site and you weren't using an external style sheet, good luck to you, buddy. Because you would have had to just go into 50 pages and change that. That is why we made an external style sheet and took the time to show you how to do that, because it's going to save you a lot of time in production down the road and management of your site. When you want to change it, especially if you want to change the design, you have 50 pages. Good luck, buddy. You should have used the main.css style sheet. Okay, so that proves why having a style sheet and setting it all up the way we did, taking the time initially to do that, will be handy way down the road. Now, I told you I was going to show you how to get some content in here. So what we're going to do is right down here by the footer, we can go down to that last table here in the code and add a div tag. So let's type in div align center, and inside we're going to put and copy, that's the copyright symbol, 2010 webintersect.com, and under that I'm going to put another div tag, and this is where we're going to put our validation HTML and CSS validation icon links as we're producing the site. Then we're going to take the footer, the whole footer of the site, and put it into an include file. So let's just type in right here, validation service links, to show everybody that we've taken the time to create an interoperable website. Alright, so we can go ahead and put these files online now. Let's FTP them to the web, where they're going to live at webintersect.com. Okay, I enjoy using FileZilla to FTP my files to my actual live website. A lot of people prefer to use Dreamweaver's FTP management system, but I have multiple sites, so I like to use FileZilla so I can connect to all my sites and my client sites very easily. Now I'm going to go to the root directory here where I'm working in, and I'm going to have the fav icon needs to go up, and this is the root directory on the live site. This is the root directory on my local machine. Let's put that index, the about page, the whole style folder, drag that whole thing in, or you can create a new folder called style and drag it and put the files in independently. In FileZilla you can easily create directories by just right-clicking create directory, and that'll make a new folder on the live site. Or you can just drag the whole folder like I did. See, style folder's all there ready to go, and we got our fav icon. That's everything we need. I'm gonna go and create an index or images folder now on the live site, so I'll have my images folder ready to go here when I go ahead and put images on the page or whatever. But everything that is a style component of the site is going to be in the style folder. images, like any pictures that'll be on the pages or whatever, regular type pictures will be in the images folder. Now we can go to Web Intersect online and see what we have. You go to your site, hit enter, and there it is. Okay, now before we do anything else, this index.html page is getting turned into a .php page, index.php. So let's save as index.php. Save. Now we're going to put that to the server, index.php. We're going to remove index.html. I had an index.htm there too. I'm going to remove index.html. Let's delete that. So now we're running the site off an index.php file. Let's go to the site and see if it works. Yep, same thing. So now you understand that you can have any of your HTML pages renamed .php. Now what this does is gives you the power. Let's just close that index page. We're not going to use it anymore. This new index.php page is what we're going to focus on. And this is going to have our homepage content on it. You can see it's still the same exact content in the page. It's all HTML in there. But it just simply has a .php extension now. So I can add PHP to it now. Watch this. PHP include, let's call it maybe my footer. Well, let's call it include underscore footer. Any include files that we're going to have in here, let's make this one a PHP too. It could be an HTML page that it includes. But I'm just going to make my footer a PHP page. So see this div that holds the copyright and the validation service links? Watch this. I can take this all out. Control X. See that include footer there? And we're going to make a new page called includefooter.php. So new PHP. Get rid of all this crap. Put in what you have in your clipboard, those two divs from the footer. File, save this page as include underscore footer. Make sure it's PHP extension. Save. So now you have an include footer. The PHP file is calling that include footer, you see? Let's go to design view. Look at that. You're probably saying, how the hell is that showing up? See, it says server-side include, includefooter.php. And this is the content that's in it. So if we go, let me show you the usefulness of this now. And this is similar to using this main.css file to bring in all the styling. This is going to bring in all the footer information. It's almost like just bringing a whole nother set of data into the page. But let me show you the usefulness of it. Control C. I'm going to copy that. I'm going to go to File. Well, let's just take the index page. File. Save as About. About.php. So now our About page is PHP as well. We don't need the About.html anymore. And this one has the include in it as well. You see that div, those divs are not in these pages anymore. But now when we put this online, index.php, includefooter.php, and about.php, let's get rid of about.html. And it's really handy to turn these into PHP files because you got a lot more power to the site. You can add all kind of applications to your website, forms, user interactivity, all kind of really smart dynamic stuff using PHP. So it's good to just set it up as PHP from the beginning in case you want to go that route later on. Now let's look at the site. And you can see it's successfully bringing in our include file. Let's go to about.php on the server live, and you can see that one also brings in the links. So both of the files are holding the same exact content, even though that content isn't on either one of those pages, index or about. It's in the include footer. So if I want to make include footer, remove that big giant V at the front, put that back on server, go to the website live, refresh it. The V is gone on the about page. Let's go back to the index page. And the V should be gone here too when we refresh. See? On the index page and the about page, it's gone. So that's the usefulness of setting up include files through PHP. And what's handy is if you're working in Dreamweaver, you can actually see all the content on the page in design view. Now let's see if this bad boy validates and looks the same in all browsers, all the four major browsers: Firefox, Firefox, Safari, Chrome, and Internet Explorer. And we're going to check and make sure it validates at W3C.